You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3391. As we were just talking about the other day, New York Comic Con was happening this past weekend. There was one panel that featured new bits of Star Wars storytelling news, and we will talk about that on today's show. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, very much like what happened at Star Wars Celebration Europe, and then what happened at San Diego Comic-Con, similar kind of thing happened at New York Comic-Con this past weekend with the Lucasfilm Publishing panel, in that there were some reveals, but there was also notifications that people should be staying tuned for more reveals happening later down the line, which is kind of interesting and also kind of frustrating in a way. But apparently we're supposed to be paying attention to StarWars.com over the next few weeks, because there may be some High Republic related reveals coming. And we may as well talk about the High Republic now, since I've already broached that subject. So there were cover reveals for various High Republic comics. There were panel reveals for the inside of the High Republic character encyclopedia. And there was discussion of the High Republic lightsaber collection. If you remember a book that came out a couple of years ago that was called The Lightsaber Collection, well, this one is going to focus specifically on lightsabers from the High Republic from Insight Editions. And that other one was pretty darn cool. So I expect that one, this new one, this High Republic Public one, to be cool as well. Now, the thing about High Republic storytelling is that they already announced the novels for all three waves of Phase 3 of High Republic storytelling back at Star Wars Celebration Europe. So they don't really have anything new in the way of novels to surprise us with, basically. And that was the other thing about this particular panel that was a little bit, I guess, frustrating in a way, is that there were no new novel announcements either. So basically, I guess what seems to be happening is that because the folks at Lucasfilm Publishing have decided to stagger the releases of the High Republic novels releasing in Phase 3 much more so across a wider span of time than they did for the novel releases for Phase 1 and Phase 2, that's basically taking up the space for releases, it seems like, for other Star Wars novels. The only Star Wars novels that we know about, or novel that we know about, is the one from John Jackson Miller that's coming in April of 2024, and that one had already been previously announced, although John Jackson Miller was there to talk about it at New York Comic Con, so that was, of course, a nice thing. But as it stands now, it looks like almost the entirety of Lucasfilm Publishing in the novel side of things is going to be standing on the shoulders of High Republic storytelling. The rest of the news in the panel was comic related, and it also might have a little bit of a sign of things to come. So for a start, there's going to be a Mace Windu limited series from Marvel, and there's a flag that it's celebrating or honoring or acknowledging the 25th anniversary of the release of The Phantom Menace. So one wonders if this will be the only thing that honors the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace. There's also going to be a Jango Fett limited series, a Thrawn Alliances adaptation, and a new series from Dark Horse in the Hyperspace Stories line, a new series of graphic novels, of which the first two have been announced. One of them is going to focus on Qui-Gon Jinn, the other is going to focus on Obi-Wan Kenobi. And the last bit of news that's worth reporting here on the podcast is that the Bounty Hunters title, which has been monthly for more than 3 years, is going to be ending with issue 42 in January. And then the last two bits of news, new announcements coming out of New York Comic Con. First of all, Kelly Knox, who has written a bunch of Star Wars stuff and was a guest on the podcast earlier this year, she's been tweeting out Star Wars dad jokes for quite a while now, and there's going to be a whole book of them. So they've been gathered, and I'm sure there's a bunch more written for it that's coming, and that's going to be really awesome and groan worthy at the same time. And then there's also going to be a visual archive book related to Return of the Jedi, but it's not coming out in this 40th anniversary year. It's going to be coming out in March of 2024. And those are all the big announcements that came out of New York Comic Con related to Star Wars storytelling, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say, thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.